The Santa Fe County Commission today considers a resolution in support of same-sex marriage in New Mexico. The action comes as County Clerk Geraldine Salazar is named in a lawsuit for her refusal to issue a marriage license to a male couple. The county is the entity that must defend her actions. County Commissioner Liz Stefanik, a marriage equality supporter, says passage of the resolution would signal the courts to offer more guidance.
It is my position that we have support on the Santa Fe County Commission to say in a resolution, and resolutions are non-binding, but that the resolution would say that the county commission supports same-sex marriage, and that basically we want the courts to make some decisions about this conflict.
Credit ratings agency Moody's has made good on its alert for a downgrade of City of Santa Fe bonds, but City of Santa Fe Finance Director Marcos Tapia says a one-point downgrade of bonds from the city's 2008 cycle is based on erroneous information. Moody's had said they were concerned by what they viewed as an imbalance in city payments made to public employee pension funds. Tapia says PERA's board meets tomorrow, with Moody's expected to attend.
PERA is going to have their actuary people there, and Moody's has been invited, and apparently Moody's will be there also. And I know PERA has an issue with them trying to just guess on liabilities without asking or receiving facts or data from PERA.
Bond ratings for Santa Fe from Standard & Poor's remain at AA and AA+ from Fitch. Governor Martinez is among a host of officials attending today's ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new interchange bridge along New Mexico 599 at County Road 62. The bridge was constructed to provide motorists with a safer means of crossing 599 to reach neighborhoods and facilities on the west side of the city. Prior to its building, the area had been the scene of several driver fatalities. Santa Fe's Public Works and Land Use Committees have given their approval to plans for expanded areas of beer sales and consumption at ball games in Fort Marcy Park. It's currently restricted to a small beer garden. Permitting beer sales was a key component for the semi-pro Fuego team to take up residence at the field. The matter now heads to the Finance Committee next week and to full City Council in September. Tourism in New Mexico has rebounded to pre-recession levels, according to new statistics released by the Martinez administration. For 2012, it's believed to have increased some 7% to a record $5.9 billion in revenue. Also reaching record high levels are jobs related to tourism, increasing by some 4,200 positions. Overall, 32 million people are said to have visited the Land of Enchantment in 2012, the third straight year of growth. And weather for Santa Fe, sunny, warm, and dry today with a high of 85. A 20% chance for showers tomorrow, increasing to 40% by Thursday. Highs remaining in the mid-80s. This is Dan Garrity for KSFR News.